Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including Microsoft versus OpenAI competition, Google's Gemini 1.5 Pro launch, U.S. chip manufacturing for AI, Character.ai's mysterious AI world, and AI music startups face copyright lawsuits. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines.
It's AI that sets your brain on fire.
Welcome to the Daily Ember, where we ignite your mind with the hottest AI news, served with a side of wit and a dash of digital wisdom. I'm your host, Joe, your friendly neighborhood AI enthusiast, ready to guide you through today's sizzling stories. So buckle up, fellow humans, wink, wink. We're about to embark on a journey through the Silicon Valleys and neural networks of the AI landscape. Let's kick things off with a tale of tech romance gone awry. Picture this: Microsoft and OpenAI, once the power couple of the AI world, are now giving each other the side eye across the digital dance floor. It's like finding out your BFF has been secretly learning your moves to compete in the same talent show. Drama, am I right? Microsoft, the tech giant that's been showering OpenAI with billions of dollars in cloud computing power, has suddenly added its AI sweetheart to its list of competitors. Why, you ask? Well, it turns out OpenAI's been cooking up a little something called SearchGPT, a prototype that's dipping its toes into the search engine pool, and Microsoft, with its Bing search engine, is feeling a bit like a helicopter parent watching its prodigy child spread its wings. Proud, but also slightly terrified. This shift highlights just how cutthroat the AI and search technology race has become. Even the coziest of partners are potential rivals in this high-stakes game of digital chess. It's like watching a tech soap opera where everyone's trying to outsmart each other and we, the audience, get to reap the benefits of their one-upmanship. Now, you might be thinking, Joe, isn't this bad for innovation? But here's the thing. Competition has always been the secret sauce of progress. Throughout history, it's been the driving force behind economic growth and better user experiences. With more players in the game, we're likely to see companies pushing harder, releasing new models and frameworks faster than ever before. It's like watching a high-stakes poker game where every player is constantly raising the stakes, and we're all potential winners. But here's where it gets really interesting. And despite this competitive stance, Microsoft and OpenAI are still very much in cahoots. They're like that couple that breaks up but still hangs out all the time, shares inside jokes, and maybe even does each other's laundry. Earlier this month, Microsoft gave up its seat on OpenAI's board, but they're still using each other's tech like there's no tomorrow. It's a classic case of it's complicated in the tech world. This complex dance between cooperation and competition could be the secret sauce that pushes both companies to create even better, more user-friendly AI tools. It's a win-win for us mere mortals, who might soon find ourselves with faster, smarter, and more effective technologies at our fingertips. Imagine asking your AI assistant to explain quantum physics while it simultaneously books your dentist appointment and writes a sonnet about your cat. That's the kind of future we're heading towards, firebrains. Now, let's switch gears and talk about Google's latest AI prodigy, Gemini 1.5 Pro. Folks, this isn't just another update. It's like Google strapped a rocket to its AI and sent it to the moon. With an ELO score of 1300, Gemini 1.5 Pro is outpacing competitors faster than you can say Googleplex. But what really sets this digital wunderkind apart is its massive context window. We're talking about a whopping 2 million tokens. To put that in perspective, it's like having a librarian who can instantly recall and analyze every book in the library, plus the entire internet, all while juggling flaming torches and reciting Shakespeare backwards in Klingon. Now, you might be wondering, Joe, what does this actually mean for us regular folks? Well, let me paint you a picture. This giant leap in context handling means Gemini 1.5 Pro can process entire novels, analyze hours of video, or sift through mountains of code without breaking a digital sweat. For businesses, this could mean turbocharging data analysis, software development, and customer interactions. Imagine a legal AI that can process entire case histories, cross-referencing precedents across centuries of law. Or picture a medical AI that can analyze a patient's entire medical history, along with the latest research papers, to provide more accurate diagnoses. In the world of coding, we're talking about an AI that can understand entire code bases, making debugging and optimization a breeze. But it doesn't stop there. This massive context window opens up new frontiers in multimodal content processing. We're talking about an AI that can watch hours of video content, listen to audio, and read text all at once, extracting insights and connections that would take a human team weeks to uncover. For data scientists and analysts, this means working with huge data sets in ways we've never seen before, potentially unlocking patterns and insights that have been hiding in plain sight. The implications of this technology are mind-boggling. We could see advancements in fields ranging from medical research to climate change mitigation. Imagine an AI that could analyze decades of climate data in seconds, helping us find innovative solutions to global warming. Or picture a medical AI that could instantly cross-reference a patient's symptoms with millions of case studies, potentially revolutionizing diagnosis and treatment. But with great power, you know the drill, and Google isn't taking any chances. They're focusing on safety and ethical use, engaging the developer community for feedback to ensure Gemini 1.5 Pro meets high ethical standards. It's like they're building a superhero and want to make sure it doesn't accidentally become a supervillain. After all, we've all seen enough sci-fi movies to know how that usually turns out. Now let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture. The United States is gearing up to become the AI chip capital of the world, and they're not chipping around. I know, but I couldn't resist that pun. It's part of my charm, right? The U.S. government has rolled out the CHIPS Act, pumping a whopping $280 billion into boosting domestic semiconductor production. It's like they're trying to grow a forest of silicon trees, and each one could sprout the next big AI breakthrough. This isn't just about having bragging rights in the tech playground. Advanced AI chips are crucial for economic and national security. They're the beating heart of AI innovations that could revolutionize everything from healthcare to transportation. Now, if I had to come up with a catchy slogan for this initiative, I'd say, the CHIPS Act, laying the groundwork for U.S. AI leadership. Wait, that's not about potato chips? Back to the drawing board. But jokes aside, this is a big deal. The U.S. beefing up its AI infrastructure is absolutely crucial to maintaining its position as the world leader in AI development. I believe it's so important that it could be the difference between a future of open and accessible AI for good or closed and controlled AI by countries like Russia and China. While they're currently behind the U.S., these nations have committed major resources to scaling up their AI development and infrastructure. This push for chip innovation comes at a crucial time. Generative AI technologies like ChatGPT are hungry beasts, demanding chips that can handle massive data processing faster than you can say neural network. Without these advanced chips, our AI dreams could turn into digital dust. But as we charge full steam ahead into this AI-powered future, we can't forget about the ethical roadblocks along the way. The U.S. isn't just focusing on churning out chips. They're also emphasizing the importance of responsible AI deployment. It's like they're trying to teach a robot to be a good citizen before letting it loose in the world. And let's be honest, some humans could probably use that lesson too. Now, let's take a quick detour into the mysterious world of AI with Noam Shazir and Character AI. Shazier, who co-authored the groundbreaking paper, Attention is All You Need, is like the Gandalf of the AI world, wielding the power of transformer models instead of a magical staff. At Character AI, Shazier and his team are pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI chatbots. But here's the kicker. Even the wizards behind these AI marvels don't fully understand how they work. Shazier compares AI research to alchemy, filled with unknowns and unexpected discoveries. It's like we've created a digital genie and we're still figuring out how to phrase our wishes. I couldn't agree more with this analogy. The first time I used Midjourney, it felt like absolute magic. I still get this feeling when creating things with AI. It's like we're modern-day alchemists, mixing digital ingredients and sometimes stumbling upon gold. With each new frontier model that pushes the boundaries, we continue to see emergent behaviors pulled out of the proverbial magician's hat. This air of mystery surrounding AI adds an extra layer of excitement to the field. We're witnessing the birth of a technology that could redefine our world in ways we can barely imagine. By 2025, Shazier predicts AI will have evolved beyond our current comprehension. It's like we're on the cusp of a digital renaissance and everyone's invited to the party. But this uncertainty also raises some profound questions. How do we ensure the safety and reliability of systems we don't fully understand? What are the philosophical implications of creating intelligences that might surpass our comprehension? And most importantly, if an AI tells a joke in the forest and no one is around to hear it, is it still funny? As we marvel at these AI wonders, we can't ignore the storm clouds gathering on the horizon. AI music startups Suno and Udio are facing the music, quite literally, as major record labels sue them for copyright infringement. These AI maestros have been using copyrighted tunes to train their models, and the Recording Industry Association of America isn't singing along. This legal battle is more than just a spat over royalties. It's a clash between innovation and tradition, a digital age remix of the age-old question, how do we protect creators while fostering new forms of creativity? If Suno and Udio win, it could open the floodgates for AI-generated art. If they lose, it might put a damper on AI's creative aspirations. The startups are playing the fair use card, arguing that their AI is learning from music the same way a human musician would. But the record labels aren't buying it. They see these AI models as potential threats to artists' livelihoods, digital doppelgangers that could flood the market with AI-generated hits. Now, here's my take on this thorny issue. I think this legal battle could actually accelerate the development of a blockchain-driven data and ownership ecosystem. Imagine a world where creators' IP and user data could be verified and compensated for their use. We might see opt-in models where artists can choose to have their work used for AI training in exchange for compensation or royalties. But let's be real, until we fundamentally change how we publish content on the internet, these AI companies will likely keep scraping what's out there. They'll probably continue until they're too big to fail, and then they'll just pay the bill from the courts. It's not ideal, but it's the reality we're facing. This case isn't just about music. It's a preview of the copyright battles we'll likely see across all creative industries as AI becomes more prevalent. How we navigate these murky waters will shape the future of AI in art, literature, and beyond. Will we see a new category at the Grammys for Best AI-Generated Song? Will AI-written novels compete for the Booker Prize? The possibilities are as endless as they are mind-bending. As we wrap up today's ember-hot AI news, let's take a moment to reflect on the incredible journey we're all part of. We're witnessing the birth of technologies that could reshape our world in ways we can hardly imagine. From the complex dance of tech giants to the mysterious depths of AI research, from the race for smarter chips to the ethical challenges of AI creativity, every day brings new wonders and new questions. So, what's your next move in this AI-powered world? Here's my practical advice. Find your current favorite use case for AI and play with it. Figure out how to control a prompt, create a side project, use it to augment your workflow, or bounce ideas off it. If you're in the business world, become a change agent in your organization. Be vocal, volunteer to set up AI councils, propose use cases. We're already seeing companies appoint chief AI officers. That could be you. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's stories in our Firebrain AI community and join us for our weekly coffee hours where we discuss these topics in depth. And hey, here's a little challenge for you. Try having a conversation with an AI chatbot and see if you can stump it with a riddle. Share your results, and we'll discuss the most interesting exchanges in our next episode. Remember, we're starting to see large leaps in how companies and governments are using AI. It will catch the common person off guard if we don't continue to close the education gap. This technology has the potential for huge prosperity for all, but we need to experiment and educate ourselves to make it happen. Until next time, keep your neurons firing and your AI curiosity burning bright. This has been The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the hottest tech news. Stay smart, stay curious, and remember, in a world of artificial intelligence, it's your natural intelligence that makes you unique. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep being wonderfully imperfectly human. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.